Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Neon lights flicker, outlining a letter W. Wonderland. White text appears over a night sky filled with stars. Netflix presents a Wonderland sound and vision film, a Circle of Confusion production. A massive dark structure flies overhead. Narrow recesses and crevices line the surface of the gigantic ship. It passes around the International Space Station and proceeds toward Earth. The International Space Station spins within the passing ship's cavity. Debris floats around the turning, spinning station. An astronaut hangs limply, tethered to the station. A hole pierces the astronaut's helmet mask. Inside the station, flames shoot from a wall. A woman floats through a hallway. She continues past hovering objects and moves towards a control panel.
I repeat, we do not see the ship.
I do. It's right outside the window. Cortez is dead.
Send the coordinates to Dr. Fielding at JPL.
Now?
I don't read the coordinates. We need him here at JPL. Major Collins, go to manual. Put the coordinates on the crypto key and get it down to Dr. Fielding at JPL yourself.
Major Collins types on a keypad. She taps the wall with her fist.
Come on, come on.
Major Collins, get out of there.
Collins removes the crypto key from the keypad. The lights go out. Now, screens display the space station and other spacecraft. A red-headed boy sits in front of the screens. A woman enters.
Where's your retainer?
Mom, NASA's testing new boosters using solid rocket fuel.
Those things could incinerate anything.
Anything else we're forgetting? Sunscreen. Good.
You ready, bud?
The boy looks at her.
Just a few more minutes.
Sweetie, you don't need any more time in that chair.
If you're worried about my posture, this chair is ergonomic.
Look, my spine just perfectly aligns.
Alex, honey, there is a whole world out there beyond these screens. There's nothing to worry about. You're gonna make friends.
On a screen, a message shows a photo of an overweight man flexing.
I have friends.
Come on, let's go.
Alex looks up. He stands and grabs two puzzle cubes. Then, murals of a blue sky with puffy white clouds adorn an ornate foyer. A dark-haired boy descends the foyer steps. He shoot dances on the lower level. A bearded man in a turban strolls behind the dark-haired boy, carrying a duffel bag. They exit the stately home. The dark-haired boy approaches a colorfully dressed man and woman standing nearby.
Hi, Mom.
The mom hugs the dark-haired boy.
A lot of cute girls up there, Darius. Knock them dead.
I'm being creeped, Dad.
The dad hugs Darius.
I love you, son. No matter what.
All right, Jacoby, let's bounce.
Next, a heavyset customs officer holds a passport. He scowls at a shaggy Caucasian man and a dark-haired Asian girl.
What did you say your relationship was again?
It's my niece. It's my sister-in-law's. You can kind of see it in the eyes.
What's your business here?
She's got a spelling bee out in Camarillo.
How many L's in Camarillo?
The dark-haired girl stares at the officer. The shaggy man's lip trembles. The dark-haired girl extends her middle finger, then her index finger. The officer raises his eyebrows and stamps the passport.
You're gonna do good in America.
The officer grins. The dark-haired girl and the shaggy man walk away from the security desk. The shaggy man extends his palm.
Okay, let's go.
She gives him cash.
You're like, nope, more.
She gives him more cash.
There you go. Pleasure doing business with you, kid.
The dark-haired girl walks away from him. Now, she exits through sliding doors. A sign behind her reads, Los Angeles. The dark-haired girl enters a taxi.
Where to?
She leans forward and shows the cabbie a pamphlet titled Rim of the World. The cabbie reaches for it. She pulls it away.
Room of the world. Okay.
Next, in a car, Alex and his mom sit in traffic.
You know, I went to camp when I was a little girl.
You said.
That's where I met Flora Beatworth. I mean, I met a lot of cool people, but she was the coolest.
Alex cowers by a house fire. Now back in the car, he looks at his wristwatch.
You sure you want to take your dad's watch?
Mom, I'll take care of the watch.
Next, two people row a canoe on a mountainside lake. On an adjacent road, a car drives. A sign by the lake reads Rim of the World. Alex's mom leads him toward the entrance. He wears a jacket and tie and fiddles with a puzzle cube.
Come on, honey. Come on, you can do this. It's going to be great. Look how beautiful it is. Rim of the World. This is going to be so awesome. Look at all the other kids your age.
Alex, I am your leader, Logan. Now, if you look around, you'll see a lot of interesting things. First interesting thing, we have his car right here. He is the black man on the campus. We're going to teach you a little thing about black culture, so pay attention. We're going to do this once. Ready? Snap. That's called the black man handshake. Okay? Don't want to see you doing that. Only for black people.
Oh, hey, use retail method when folding my clothes, Jacoby. Okay? I don't want to see any creases.
Darius turns toward Logan.
Retail what?
Retail method.
What's that?
It's what rich people do. You wouldn't know nothing about that.
Don't turn your back on me. I'll slap the shit out of you. Let me know that. Hey, Alex, look, see, we got music over here.
Music.
Come on, Alex, dance a little bit. You know how to dance?
You've always wanted to learn how to play guitar and
keep playing,
and
I'm dancing. Keep playing, I'm dancing. Keep playing, I'm dancing.
Very uncomfortable. These girls are uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry, ladies. Cool. Maybe next time, no originals. Play the people what they want. Let's go.
Okay, come on. This way. It's gonna be great.
This is Conrad right here. Okay, Conrad, he's a little.
Honey, look at all these people you're meeting.
Shh, Conrad. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the jungle, Ginger Nugget.
Nope, can't call him that. Second of all, put your titties away.
What? His titties?
Don't bounce the titties when I told you put it away. What? Why is your shirt so small? It can't even connect.
In a dining hall.
You must be Alex. Welcome to the Rim of the World Adventure Camp.
Thanks.
Right back there is registration. Get checked in, get your cabin number, and we'll sign you up for some afternoon activities.
Hey, how are your pipes?
What?
Our musical this year is Fiddler on the Roof.
If I were a rich man. Wait a second. I think I just found my Tevye. You're going to have a heck of a time.
Very exciting.
Alex gets in the registration line behind the dark-haired girl. He looks toward a tag on her duffel bag that reads Shanghai.
Derbuchi.
She turns to him. They lock eyes.
Watch out, Alex.
The dark-haired girl turns away. From behind, Alex's mom leans over his shoulder.
She seemed nice.
All right, who's next?
The dark-haired girl steps forward.
China? Wow! Okay, no, ni hao, welcome to camp. I love Jackie Chan. Do you understand words coming out of my mouth? Okay, move along.
The dark-haired girl walks away.
Now, my man, where you been, baby? You remember the black man? Nope.
You said I can't do that.
I was testing you. Good shit, baby, good shit. Move along.
Across the room.
You gotta start wearing silk. That's what gets the girls. You can't wear it.
Darius checks out a young woman in a tube top. A name on her necklace reads Lucy.
Put it in my box.
I'm sorry, what?
Put it in my box. Just take it out and put it in my box.
Oh, you saying that in front of a lot of people right now. You sure about that?
Can you put your cell phone in the box, please?
She holds a container.
Whoa, phone! Yes! Yeah, I thought you meant something else. I was...
What do you think I meant?
You don't want to know what I thought you were...
Darius! Oh,
No.
Did you,
no,
Darius?
I didn't think that. No, I didn't. You know what? To be honest with you, I left my phone at home. I don't have my cell phone with me.
Okay.
Now, outside.
Okay, I better say goodbye to you now before I embarrass you in public. You know what that means.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Mom, you said you wouldn't.
Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you.
Alex grins. He and his mom embrace.
Okay. I love you.
Logan and a crowd of campers stand around them. Alex's mom leaves. Then a camper rides a zipline. Far below, Alex squints at the tower leading up to the zipline platform. He steps toward the base of the tower. There, Conrad makes out with a woman in a ponytail.
Almost.
Conrad hands her a flask.
What's up, Tool? Ready? This is gonna be fun.
Cool helmet.
Conrad attaches a cord to Alex's harness and makes out with the woman. Alex starts his climb.
Down.
A man atop the tower beckons Alex higher. Alex looks down. On top of the tower, Logan stands with the dark-haired girl. Darius stands nearby.
All right, Zin, you are good to go. Safety first.
What's up, girl?
I'm Darius. Is this a layover because we're making that connection, you feel me?
Zhen jumps off the platform.
Oh, all right. That pickup line was the worst I've ever heard, man.
Okay, look, I got game, all right? Girls fall when they see me.
Yeah, they fall off the zip line and almost commit suicide.
No, they fall in love.
Okay, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You like that one?
It was cool.
Okay.
But you should have said it to her.
I'm gonna use it next time.
Don't use it on me. Carrot Talk's up next. You ready, Alex? Let's do this, baby. Come on, come to the edge. Look, right up to the edge. There we go. Come on, come to the edge. There you go. All you gotta do is breathe, baby. Breathe. Look at me. All you gotta do is breathe, okay? You close your eyes, and when you open it, you're on the other side.
I can't.
This is the other side of the zip line, not the other side of the zip line. You won't die. Okay.
Alex falls to the ground and cowers.
Maybe camp's just not for you.
Another camp worker helps Alex up. Alex climbs down the side of the tower. Conrad unhooks the cord from Alex's harness.
Hey, stop. So you're this summer's chicken shit, huh?
Alex walks away from the tower and passes a line of stony-faced campers. He breaks into a run. Later, Alex ambles past camp buildings. Campers hang out under string lights. Alex stops by the open door of a cabin. Counselors gather, watching a TV.
NASA spokeswoman has said the agency's repeated attempts to contact the International Space Station are failing, but stopped short of revealing possible causes. When asked if the ISS and its three scientists on board could be in danger, the agency held firm that it is doing everything it can to restore communication. Meanwhile, reports of...
Logan and Carl sit by a campfire.
Toy Story was messed up.
What's that?
Take the third one, for example. That teenager, he represents the white folks. Huh? And the cowboy, spaceman, and Mr. and Mrs. Potato People, they represent the brothers.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
Uh-huh.
We're the toys.
Preach.
And when the white man leaves the room, we get to have fun.
We get to shake it up.
But when the white man comes back in the room, we gotta get stiff and do what they tell us to do.
Now you're on my level.
So it's obviously the ruling class justification for the inferior conditions of the working class.
My brother.
What about Finding Nemo?
If you say nothing bad about Finding Nemo.
One more question.
Yeah.
Why are we talking like black men from the 80s?
Because that's what they want us to do.
Preach, brother.
They got us with all these little white kids. You see any black kids?
I see one.
Darius, but he got enough money, he damn near white.
Alex walks away from the campfire and stands by the lake. He holds a photo of him and his dad. Then Alex cowers by the house fire.
Alex, come on!
Now, Alex walks on a bridge. His eyes meet Zhen. He stands by the other end of the bridge. They gaze at each other. Zhen turns and looks to the sky. Alex does the same. A shooting star flies overhead. On a new day, Alex walks away from the dining hall holding a puzzle cube. He wears a Rim of the World t-shirt. Nearby, Zhen wears a scout uniform and a coonskin cap. Alex gives a slight wave.
Oh, shotgun!
Darius bumps past them and enters one of two parked vans.
Yep.
Campers in the back.
What?
Campers in the back.
Rosa Parks fought for my right to sit up here, so.
Really, dude?
Keep driving.
Rosa ain't fight for shit with your little chunky ass. Get in the back! And don't slam my door, my little thick ass! Don't slam my door!
Darius walks toward the other van.
All right, y'all, the king is back.
Come on,
Darius. Darius sits next to Alex.
All right, scoot over.
He nudges Alex.
Ooh, man, my nuts is hot.
Sorry.
You're making me chase. Scoot over, man.
Hope y'all not afraid of sharks. Put y'all seatbelt on. My license suspended.
Wait, your license is suspended?
Just a little bit.
And what does that even mean?
It means let's not get pulled over.
Logan drives the second van. They follow Carl's van. Then, at the lake, a woman in a wetsuit and a bucket hat stands in front of the water.
Sorry, guys. Some kid shit the canoe while shooting the rapids. Hey, Cosmo, we're gonna need the second hose down here. It'll just be a few more minutes.
What you mean? Anybody spared of a little poo?
Okay, I am deathly afraid of a lot of poo. It's more poo than canoe in there.
Two kids shit the van on the way over here, and we still made it.
And I don't want to be patient zero for a pink eye epidemic, so just calm down.
Wait a minute, we're here for canoeing? I thought we was motorboat.
Darius shakes his head.
You like that? Give me some.
Okay, you know what? That's inappropriate, Dariush. Although I am flattered. Is that a new necklace?
Is that a new hat?
It is. I got it at Paradise Island.
Where are you going?
Make your eyes pop.
Alex follows Zhen Zhen. She hikes up a hillside, over rocks and between trees. Alex stays several paces behind her.
I don't think we should wander this far. Maybe we should head back? Zenzen, do you know how to get back?
Alex looks behind him. He glances around and gapes at the surrounding forest.
Hello?
Further up the slope, Zhenzhen continues toward a waterfall. She stands on the edge of a large rock, overlooking the water in the valley below. Zhenzhen raises the Rim of the World pamphlet. The brochure displays a painted image that matches her vantage point. She raises her arms and beams, posing like the girl on the pamphlet. Alex strides through the forest. He looks at his phone. Text reads, "Mom calling."
Ooh.
Darius emerges from behind a tree.
What are you doing here?
Just dropped a deuce. Shit I just took back there? Been touching cloth since last night. Yeah.
What?
Between me and you, I just turned the evergreens brown up in this joint. Come here. Let me talk to you for a minute, all right?
No,
come here.
No, come on.
It's exposure therapy, okay? I'm gonna help you conquer your fear, okay?
No, what? Wait, no.
I'm helping you.
No, please,
calm down. It's okay. I got you. Come
on.
No, look down.
They stand on a cliff.
No, you can't. No, please.
From her spot, Zhenzhen looks over.
Calm down. Let him go.
Let him go!
A brown-haired boy stands nearby. Alex and Darius gape.
Move along, mountain hobo! We've got no qualms with you!
No, help me!
I'm not gonna ask you again!
Huh? Come over here.
Darius drags Alex toward the brown-haired boy.
Big mistake, bro.
Darius pushes Alex to the ground and takes a martial arts pose.
5 years of Krav Maga, bitch! I'll Gal Gadot you so hard right now! What's your ground game? What?
Darius kicks. The boy punches Darius in the face.
You okay?
The brown-haired boy helps Alex up.
Thanks.
Yeah. Who are you?
My name's Gabriel.
You live around here?
Gabriel shakes his head, then frowns.
Yeah.
Zhenzhen joins them.
You guys are from the camp, right?
She's not much of a talker.
You know what? That was a lucky punch. Lucky punch, yeah, you know, I haven't acclimated to the altitudes yet, so my reflexes are kind of subpar.
The kids look skyward. Their eyes dart around.
What the hell was that?
Alex, Darius, and Zhenzhen pull out phones.
What does it say?
It's the emergency broadcast system. All civilians are to evacuate metropolitan areas immediately. Under no circumstances approach any unknown aircraft. It's the next 7-Eleven.
We gotta get back to the van. Anyone know the way?
I do. Follow me.
Okay, whoa. Slow your road, Dora the Explorer. All right, this is my clique. Soldiers, out.
Alex and Zhenzhen follow Gabriel in the opposite direction.
Let's go.
You guys know if...
Darius turns and follows the other three. Then, they run toward the canoes on the shore of the lake.
Everyone's gone!
Assholes!
They probably got the emergency signal and went back to camp.
Fireballs explode in the sky.
What the f***?
Look like explosions in the upper atmosphere.
Call them and have them send the van to pick you up.
It's dead! I had 90% 2 seconds ago! Piece of shit, Boost Mobile.
Mine's dead too.
Alex gapes at his phone. The sunlight turns a more golden hue. They look around. Three aircraft zoom above the lake.
Oh my God, it's Independence Day.
It's June, Gabriel. Oh, wait, maybe North Korea's invaded. Zin, call it off.
Okay, we just need to wait here until the adults realize they left us and come back.
Oh, man, what if they never come back? I'm gonna die with you losers? I never even had sex before. I'm gonna clear that up. I had sex. I had sex before. I mean, I haven't had sex with two girls at once. That's what I mean. I told you I had sex because...
No. All right, hey, look, we're not gonna die. All right, it's probably just a forest fire. Well, we gotta get going. Bears out here can be crazy.
Whoa. Okay, slow your roll. Did you just say bears? I don't do so well with bears, man. I'm not trying to get DiCaprio'd up in here.
Look, no one does well with bears.
Oh, whoa. Ask Werner Herzog. Grizzly man lived with those things for years. So check that out.
Did you watch the end of that movie?
Did I watch the end? Yeah, I watched. No, I didn't.
No,
what
dude,
happened?
Okay, stop. Gabriel's right. Black bears are opportunistic carnivores. We're not gonna survive out here in the wilderness through the night.
Then let's go! Come on!
Next, they enter the dust-covered Rim of the World campground.
Hello!
Hello!
Where is everybody?
A sign leans nearby.
Is anyone here?
They run toward it.
Yo, do you see anybody?
The sign reads, "Gone down mountain. Stragglers call 911.
What's that? Gone down mountain. Oh, they left us!
Gabriel looks across the campground.
Not all of them.
Conrad lies on a picnic table.
It's heavy metal Conrad.
Conrad!
Is he dead?
He's breathing. He must have slept through the evacuation.
Okay, what kind of asshole sleeps through an evacuation? Wake him up.
Zhenzhen holds Conrad's flask labeled milk. She drinks the last drops and tosses it.
I don't think that was milk.
In the dining hall, Gabriel picks up a landline phone.
Line's dead.
Alex flicks a light switch.
It's because the power's out. You know what an EMP is?
Yeah. That's the music white people dance to.
No, that's EDM. EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. A nuclear explosion in the upper atmosphere can cause one, and it knocks out most electronics over a really big area.
Well, what does that mean?
It means nothing works.
Not even cars?
Zhenzhen holds a flare gun.
Well, you guys have food and a roof over your head. You could do a lot worse than just staying here and waiting this out.
Wait, waiting what out? Come on.
They exit the dining hall and run to the lake. Alex looks toward the sky across the lake.
Those are F-22 Raptor air superiority fighters.
What the hell are those ships they're fighting?
I've never seen anything like them.
The kids run from the lake. Overhead, ships fire lasers at fighter jets.
Hurry up!
Go, go, go. Explosions kick up dirt around the escaping kids. A fireball erupts beside them and they change their course. They run past teepees. A shockwave blows them backward. They land. Alex squints. Zhenzhen and the others stand. Spaceships speed above them. Zhenzhen taps Alex and points at an object dropping toward them. They run away. The object lands nearby and the kids fall. A plume of smoke rises.
What is that?
A man-made pod lies before them.
It's a dragon capsule! I don't even know all this stuff, dude. There's a reason my mom sent me to outdoor camp.
Oh God, that thing's huge.
Gabriel reaches toward the capsule.
What the hell?
No, don't touch it! Dude! Ah! It's still hot from re-entry.
Oh, does anyone have any water?
Good idea.
Thanks.
Darius takes Zhenzhen's water bottle and drinks.
What?
Give me it.
What?
Gabriel squeezes water onto the capsule door.
Wait, you're not seriously gonna open that thing, are you?
There could be someone inside.
No, leave it be, all right?
Darius touches green goo on the capsule.
We don't know what this shit is.
Don't touch it.
This is Animal Kingdom out here, bitches. All right? Survival of the fittest.
The capsule door blows off, knocking Darius to the ground. Gabriel, Darius, Alex, and Zhenzhen inch toward the open capsule. They peek inside.
Hello? Is anybody in here?
They lean in closer. A hand grips the edge of the opening. Major Collins pulls her way out.
Come on. Space was supposed to make you weightless. What the hell?
I need space, dude.
They help Collins to the ground. She clutches her midsection.
Where am I?
You're at Rim of the World Adventure Camp, near Big Bear.
This is a camp?
Yeah,
I mean, I was disappointed too, but...
Gordon, it's all wrong. Pasadena to Fielding.
I'm sorry, but we're not near Pasadena right now.
JPL!
JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. It's part of NASA.
Just try not to move as much, okay? Try not to move as much.
Take it to JPL, Dr. Fielding, and have everything on it. Excalibur, everything. Go!
Alex takes the key.
Actual shit! You're gonna die if we leave you! Oh, die if you don't!
The green goo materializes into a creature. A claw pierces Colin's open mouth and drags her away.
Was that an alien?
Come on!
The kids run to the dining hall.
Get going, come on, let's go!
Alex glances back. A multi-legged alien stands over Collins and lowers its fanged head. It braces itself, and a four-legged dog-like beast bursts out of the alien's back. The beast gallops towards the kids.
It has a dog!
Alex, come on!
Gabriel grabs Alex, and they run into the dining hall.
Hey, wait! How big was it? Was it like puppy size? Because maybe it just wants to cuddle.
The beast enters the dining hall. In a kitchen, Zhenzhen and Gabriel hide behind the counter. Alex and Darius run toward the other end of the kitchen.
Alex, come here.
Gabriel and Zhenzhen wave for Alex to join them.
Darius, come here.
Darius moves towards them. The door opens. Darius turns away and hides behind a rack of plastic containers. The beast enters the kitchen and stalks toward the counter. It jolts its head toward the space behind the counter. Alex, Gabriel, and Zhenzhen aren't there. Alex now sits around the corner of the counter. The beast moves towards Alex. Across the room, Darius leaves his spot and leans against an industrial dishwasher. Behind him, a container falls. Darius catches it. At the counter, the beast moves closer to Alex. Darius clutches the container.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Behind Darius, another container falls. The beast looks towards Darius. Darius jumps into the industrial dishwasher. The beast follows him. Darius crawls through the dishwasher's internal trap. Behind him, steam shoots onto the beast. Darius exits the other side of the dishwasher. He runs towards Alex, Gabriel, and Zhenzhen.
Help me! I'm coming!
The beast emerges from the dishwasher and jumps at the four kids. Zhenzhen ducks, and the beast hurtles through the opening of an industrial oven. Zhenzhen closes the oven door. The kids back away from the oven and run to the kitchen door. The alien's shadow falls on the kitchen door. They move away from the door and run across the room. Darius opens a window, and the four kids exit. Outside, Alex leans against a wall. Beside Alex, the alien's claw bursts through the wall. Zhenzhen pulls Alex away from the flailing claw. Gabriel leads Darius around the side of the building. Alex and Zhenzhen sprint across the picnic area.
Wait, what are you doing? Come on!
Outside the building, Gabriel slides into the opening under the bottom step of an outside staircase. Darius follows. They hide in the shadows of the cramped space. Through an opening between steps, Gabriel looks toward Alex and Zhenzhen running across the campground. Zhenzhen and Alex enter a wooden shack. They peer through cracks in the shack door. Around the dining hall, branches sway in the breeze. Under the staircase, Gabriel and Darius peek through an opening.
Where is he?
A claw presses against a step near Darius's head. The alien climbs the steps and stands on the wooden deck above Gabriel and Darius. Alex and Zhenzhen watch from their hiding place. Atop the deck, the alien jolts its head toward Alex. Under the steps, Gabriel covers Darius's mouth. Beside Gabriel and Darius, the top step collapses. In the shack, Alex and Zhenzhen lean against the door. The alien lumbers toward the shack. Zhenzhen walks deeper into the shack. She points to two toilet seats set into a hollow bench. Alex peers into the space below a seat.
That's fecal suicide! No!
Zhenzhen lifts the bench lid and hops inside. She lands in a pit with brown, ankle-deep liquid. Alex lands on his behind. Then, outside, under the steps.
We gotta go.
Whoa. Why not leaving? This is an alien Wuhan smoke.
We have to help them.
And die too? No, thanks.
Just go.
No, come on. No, wait. Gabriel.
Wait.
They crawl out from under the steps. Gabriel and Dariush turn toward the dining hall.
Oh, hell no, man!
The beast pokes its head out of a vent pipe. It squeezes out of the pipe. Dariush and Gabriel run away.
Go!
In the pit under the outhouse, Alex and Zhenzhen gaze upward. A shadow moves past. From above, a thin stream of liquid pours through one of the toilet seats. Conrad leans over the seat.
What the hell? Conrad, stay.
The alien sweeps overhead, knocking down Conrad and the outhouse around him. Alex and Zhenzhen watch from an outward-facing grate. Alex and Zhenzhen look through a grate on the opposite side of the pit. Gabriel and Dariush sprint away. Gabriel and Dariush run to the dragon capsule.
Speed your ass up, Gabriel! It's Cujo! Go!
Did she get the door?
Gabriel dives inside.
What? Get the door!
Dariush grabs the door.
No! It's coming!
Dariush gets inside. From inside, Dariush puts the door in place. The beast slams against the closed capsule. Dariush and Gabriel look out of the door window.
Where is it? You see it? No.
Alex and Zhenzhen bang on the door.
No.
Hey, no! Guys, come on! Let's go!
Leave! The dog is out there!
Wait! We can't hear you!
Wait, the dog's out there!
Alex and Zhenzhen turn slowly. They part, and the beast slams against the capsule door. Alex and Zhenzhen sneak around the side of the capsule. The beast stalks around the other side. Alex pushes Zhenzhen away.
We gotta let him in!
No! What are you doing? Let that man know!
Outside, Zhenzhen creeps around the capsule.
Leave it alone! Come on, stop it!
Gabriel presses buttons. Outside, Alex inches around the capsule. He rounds a corner and comes face to face with the beast.
Do you want to die, huh?
Inside, Gabriel pushes Dariush against a button. Outside, the capsule's activated thruster blows the beast backward. It burns and writhes.
Oh, shoot!
Dariush looks through the window.
I put the dog on fire for you guys!
And Gabriel was selfish and he didn't help at all. What button do I press open this window? Help me!
Dariush and Gabriel exit the capsule. The four kids stare at the beast's smoking body.
I think we got it!
The alien approaches.
At one point, human trip Zhenzhen and keep running!
The alien tackles them. Four of its six legs pin each kid to the ground. The alien opens its jaws. It spits dark liquid into Dariush's face and inserts a barbed tongue into Dariush's mouth and down his throat. A fighter jet swoops overhead. Bullets knock the alien away. Alex, Gabriel, and Zhenzhen look at its motionless body. Dariush pushes himself up and the four kids run away.
I ain't signing up for this shit, man.
This can't be real. What about this isn't real? It just sneezed just all over us. Just shut up. I can't think with your constant bitching. Hey, I'm allowed to bitch, all right? That thing had its tongue in my mouth.
How do you know it was its tongue? You know their anatomy.
What are you saying?
Honestly, it's plausible that sophisticated creatures, like alien males, have cranial genitalia.
Dariush looks wide-eyed at Alex.
It had its dick in my mouth?
Yeah. Guys, we need to stay calm, okay? We need to stay calm.
Calm? I just probably swallowed a load of alien babies that are gonna turn into puppies and leap out of my chest.
Hey, just find my mom. She's gonna know what to do.
If she's alive.
Hey, don't say that.
Hey, chances are our parents are gone, all right?
What'd I say about touching that kid?
What are you gonna do, huh? You gonna sucker punch me again? Go for it, because I'll chop your ass in the neck, and then I'll chop you in the head and finish you with a rear naked choke.
Do you ever shut up? I mean, between my fist and that alien's dick, your mouth should be worn out by now.
Zhenzhen hits the three boys with one slap.
Why are you hitting me?
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
What the fuck?
She picks up a handful of dirt.
Hold the line! Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled. For you're in Elysium, and you're already dead.
Zhenzhen walks away.
Does she just quote Gladiator?
Since when does she speak English?
Since when does she speak?
The boys follow her.
May I ask where we're going?
Yeah, my jaw hurts.
The astronaut said that this key can stop the aliens, and we need to take it to TRL.
JPL, a NASA facility.
Tastes like truffle butter.
In the foothills of Pasadena. I went there once for robotics contests with my dad.
Do you know how to get there?
Without GPS? No, probably not. It's over 70 miles away from here.
Whoa, what? Wait, you want to head 70 miles into the city? The alert said stay out of metropolitan areas, not head straight into them.
We don't have to take it all the way to Pasadena. Let's just get this key down the mountain and take it to adults. Tell them to take it to JPL.
Guys, there's a sheriff's station down a bit. We could get it to a cop.
That's a great idea, Gabriel. Now let's get some bikes and kick some ass.
Jen enters a wooden building.
Damn, girl, your English is good. They gave us the code at registration. It's 669.
Inside, Gabriel crouches by locked bikes.
Hurry up, dude, come on. It's 669.
669?
Dude, what are you talking about? I said it's 669. Come on, man. Dude, hurry up. Just put it in there. What are you, dumb?
Gabriel locks eyes with Darius.
I'm not dumb.
Here, Gabriel. Let me help you.
Zhenzhen unlocks the bikes.
I want this one. It's got a Wakanda Forever sticker.
Next, Darius, Gabriel, and Zhenzhen each walk a bike out of the wooden building. Alex follows without a bike in hand.
Hey, what's wrong?
I can't go with you.
Why not?
I can't ride a bike. I never learned. It's okay. You guys can go without me.
Cool, we out.
No, we got back down to your camp and everyone left you. How did that make you feel?
On a road.
All right, you get on one side of Alex and you get on the other, and we'll get him up to speed.
Gotcha.
All right?
I won't let you fall.
They walk up to a sign with arrows. Los Angeles to the right, high desert to the left. Gabriel, Alex, and Zhenzhen turn right. Darius follows. Then they stand in the middle of a highway. They don helmets. Later, Darius and Zhenzhen ride on either side of Alex. They each hold a hand on Alex's shoulders.
You got this. Put your feet back on the pedal.
The key is to get moving. The faster you go, the easier it is to stay balanced.
Are you sure about this?
No.
You're good.
Alex pedals.
Alright, just keep doing that.
Zhenzhen and Darius let go of Alex.
I don't know if I can do this!
Alex! You're already doing it!
Alex pedals ahead. He grins. The other kids beam. They bike down the inclined highway.
Yeah!
You're killing me!
What? Look at him!
Yeah! Oh my god, you missed the point! Yeah!
Zhenzhen raises her fist. Gabriel kicks out his feet in front of him. Darius stands on his pedals.
Yeah! This is so much fun!
Alex hits a roadside post and falls. He lies, eyes closed. The others gather around him.
Are you okay?
Yo, is he dead?
Alex, you okay?
Yo, you good?
You okay? You okay?
Alex sits and stares across the landscape.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like holy
shit.
They gape at a battle-torn Los Angeles. Plumes of smoke rise over the city. Spaceships fly in the distance. Objects explode in the sky. Text appears. Los Angeles Basin, 68 miles to JPL. At Rim of the World, the alien stirs. Bullets fall out of its body and its wounds close. The alien stands over the charred beast and nudges it. The beast doesn't budge. Now, the kids walk their bikes through a littered street. A plane's cockpit lies beside a flaming car. The kids look around. Darius faces forward.
There! Man, this place is trash. Looks empty.
Guys,
They approach a sheriff's station.
What? You guys go ahead. I'll stay back and watch our bikes.
What? Oh, yeah, because the aliens want to jack our mountain bikes.
Alex looks from Gabriel to Darius.
Yeah, looters can take them. Yeah, someone should stay and watch.
Whatever, man.
Darius and Zhenzhen head into the station. Alex and Gabriel exchange a glance. Then, inside.
Hello? Officers?
Shh, a lot of people are in here.
What do you mean, shh?
I see a clown on a tricycle. I'm out.
Yes, we should go back.
No. He always moves forward.
Zhenzhen shines a flashlight on Darius, then shines it forward. She leads the boys through the building. Darius picks up a memo on a desk.
Nuclear weapons authorized for Los Angeles base. Europe destroyed. Asia decimated.
Hello?
Alex wanders away from the others.
Hello?
Primary directive, locate alien power source.
What?
Alex approaches holding cells.
Anybody?
He turns back.
Hey.
A figure stirs behind bars.
Hey, don't be scared. Come on. Hey.
He leans against cell bars.
What's your name?
Alex?
My name's Lou. You see those keys right there?
Keys hang on the wall behind Alex.
You get them for him?
Alex, you're not gonna believe what I just saw, man. It can't get any worse.
Darius spots Lou.
Oh, shit!
What?
He wants me to let him go.
What, you? Oh, no. No, that's not gonna happen. Not today, not at all.
What's going on?
Well, what? They just evacuate and leave me in here? So whatever it is up there can kill me?
They're aliens. And I suggest you keep your mouth closed when I get up in here, because when it...
What'd you do?
I was trying to help. That got a little crazy out there.
Look, Alex, you can sit here and flirt with Buffalo Bill all day long, all right? But let's get rid of that Astro key so someone can stop this thing.
So that key's gonna stop this thing? Come on, man.
Darius, it shouldn't be our job to decide who lives and who dies.
But right now it is, Alex.
The police obviously put him in here for a reason, all right? And I say we respect their decision. And I'm black, and he's probably a diddler.
No one deserves to be left in a cage.
Yeah, unless you're a murderer.
I say we let him go.
Well, what do you say, Alex? You're the final vote. Okay, look, I got a boy at home. And if you leave me in here, I'm gonna die. No boy deserves to lose his dad like that, right?
Alex touches his wristwatch.
You ready to live with that?
Do you promise not to hurt us?
Yeah, I promise not to hurt you, man.
Alex grabs the keys from the wall. Alex stops several feet away from the cell door.
Wait until we leave. Then you can go.
Alex drops the keys in front of the cell. Then, outside, the kids ride their bikes.
How is your watch still working after the pulse?
It's not electronic, it's mechanical.
Yo, he's doing good, right?
Oh.
Yo, watch out.
It was my dad's. He gave it to you? Yeah, he gave it to me.
Yo, you got this, Alex. You're doing good, man.
Military trucks speed past. The kids wave after the trucks. Soldiers approach behind them with their guns raised.
Stay where you are! Do not move!
Same side!
Kids!
A brown-haired soldier steps toward the four kids.
You should have evacuated hours ago. We're at war.
Sir, we were in the mountains when the attack started. Can you tell us what's going on? How big is the attack?
Did it reach the nation's finest Mercedes dealership?
Dude, how can you-
No, my dad owns it. I'm the future heir to that shit.
Shut up!
All I can tell you is you're not safe here. Everyone on the bus right now. We'll take you to the evacuation center.
Oh,
let's go!
Wait!
Let's go!
Wait!
Stop!
What?
You need to take this key to Pasadena.
Where'd you get this?
An astronaut from the space station gave it to us.
She said we need to take it to JPL.
What's on that key could stop the aliens?
You need to get that to JPL in Pasadena to a Dr. Fielding.
We've been receiving Morse code from a Dr. Fielding to JPL all day. Finding this key has been the primary objective.
Thanks, kid. You may have to save the world.
The brown-haired soldier takes the key and walks away.
Okay, we need to go! Move out! Now!
Yeah!
Yeah, we did it! Yo, we did it! Yo, I am so happy I told you how to go down the hill.
The kids high-five a soldier.
Great job, guys. You did it.
They enter a school bus.
Yo, we did it! Yo, move fast!
Go!
Yo!
We did it!
Sensei, we did it!
The bus follows army vehicles down the city street.
Look.
Gabriel points to a military vehicle driving at their side.
Here they go!
One alien ship flies overhead, then another. The vehicles leading the bus explode. The bus's dashboard catches fire. Near the back of the bus, the roof caves in.
Oh my shit! Alex, you okay?
Alex reaches toward a man pinned to the floor.
Which door is locked again?
The kids move toward the emergency side door.
Kick it! Kick it! Go, go, go!
The kids exit.
Go the other way!
They sprint away from the crushed bus.
What's up with the dog?
A four-legged beast tackles a nearby soldier. The kids gape. Darius leads them back around the other side of the bus.
Keep your head down, man!
Near the front of the bus, an overturned vehicle pins the brown-haired soldier's legs.
Oh, you see him? Help him! Hey, pick this up with
me! What are you doing?
Pick it up with
me! Get out of here!
We're gonna get you out! We're gonna come on!
Stop! You've gotta go!
A fireball erupts from an adjacent building.
Yo, Sensei, get the radio!
Come on! We can't leave you!
Stop! Stop! It's okay. It's on you now. You have to let me go.
No, I can't! No,
stop!
No.
Take this key. Take it. Promise me. You will not let anything stop me. Okay? Okay, now go. Go!
Now, move!
They flee, and the overturned vehicle explodes. Now, a haze covers railroad tracks in the San Gabriel Valley, 41 miles to JPL. The four kids run from a burning bridge.
I told you that was a stupid idea. You idiots almost got me killed. I don't even want to be at summer camp. I should be in Cabo taking jelly shots off someone's ass cheeks. Slow down.
What do you think these things are after?
Food, maybe? Resources? It's possible their planet won't try. And they came to raid ours.
What gives you that idea?
Nothing. It's the most common invasion movie plot.
Maybe they're here to find mates. That would explain the erotic rendezvous with Darius earlier.
Hey, whoa, no. We're not gonna do all that, okay? That was strictly platonic. Uh-huh. Let's just head north, okay, to the desert. All right, get as far away from that thing as we can get, all right? Far away.
There is no away from those things. Trenchant's right. The only way we're gonna survive is if we get this key to Dr. Fielding. It's what that soldier was gonna do.
He died, okay? Look, if a bunch of badass Marines can't get that key 40 feet away without getting deep fried, what makes you think that we can get it 40 miles?
We have to. It's on us.
We're not going anywhere until we get some food. Maybe even some sleep if we can.
All right, fine. What's up with Chico?
Gabriel's eyes glisten.
This is my street.
Great. Can we go in your house?
It's my house, but it's not my home.
I haven't been totally honest with you guys. I was in the mountains because I was in juvie, and I escaped. So even if my mom is here, she's not gonna want to see me.
Come on, man.
Alex and Zhenzhen each rest a hand on Gabriel's back. The four of them walk off the street. They cross a path between clotheslines. From above, a light shines across the ground. The four kids scatter. The light passes and the kids regroup.
Let's go!
Follow me!
Zhenzhen leads them into an apartment.
Oh, damn. Oh, man, we need to get my man Jacoby up in here.
It's looters.
Oh. All right, let's find something to eat, okay?
I need a T-bone steak.
steaks and cheese.
Gabriel surveys the living room, then the four kids sit around a green glow stick.
I shouldn't have hit you. That's my fault.
Oh, no. No, you're good, bro. I mean, it doesn't hurt as much as seeing all this gunk on my new J's.
I didn't care about sneakers in a time like this.
You know what? You guys are lucky. You don't have friends. It's hard out here for a pimp, you know? You gotta keep up with the flyest shit. You know, the dopest kicks, tightest whip, baddest chick. And my friends, they're like bears, you know? As soon as they smell weakness, they're just coming straight at your neck. That's why I keep this on my neck. Diamonds.
Does Darius mean douchebag in Farsi?
What's Farsi?
It's the language your mom was screaming when you were coming out of her ass.
Hey, don't talk about my mom's ass, all right? You wish you were there.
I mean, no offense, dude. Those don't sound like friends.
A light passes by the window. The kids straighten and look around. The kids relax.
Like, how'd you even end up in jail?
My dad left when I was about 10. You know, I got a job as a bag boy. At a grocery store my mom worked at, to, you know, help her with money. One time she steps away, I took over the cash register. I was helping a customer, and he started to accuse me of stealing from him. I guess I gave him the wrong change. I get numbers, like, muddled in my head sometimes, unless I see them written down. But he didn't believe me. And I lost it. So I decked him. I broke his nose. Mom got fired and they sent me away. She never came around to visit me once.
You can't choose your family. But you can always make a new one.
Gabriel gives a slight nod. Zhen Zhen beams.
Yoda up in
here? Come on, guys.
Oh, we're taking an old school
selfie? Zhen Zhen holds an old camera.
One, two, three.
Later, Alex holds a puzzle cube.
Dude, just stop playing with the moving thing, okay? We can all agree that she gets her own bed, right?
Yeah, obviously. It's the only general thing to do.
Zhen Zhen enters the bedroom wearing pajamas. She steps over a bed.
One of you can sleep with me.
Zhen Zhen lies on a second bed. The boys run away into the kitchen.
Oh, wait. Did you just say one of us could sleep with her?
You misheard her.
Okay, look, I will volunteer my services for the good of the group and because I've had the most experience.
With what? Not getting any?
Hey, it's better than Lithuanian smoothies from your bunkmate in juvie.
What are Lithuanian smoothies?
You don't need to know.
How about we get Alex and Zhen Zhen to sleep together?
Because he doesn't even want to.
I wouldn't say I don't want.
They have a connection.
We do?
So don't be a cock block. Fine. All right. Okay, cool. I won't block your cock. Be free.
Thanks.
It's no problem.
The boys shuffle into the bedroom wearing pajamas.
Crap, I forgot my sleep apnea mask. If I snore, I'm sorry.
You have sleep apnea? How old are you?
It's not age discriminate, Gabriel.
Gabriel and Darius lie back to back on the first bed. Alex approaches Zhen Zhen's bed. She lies curled on one side of the twin bed. He lies on his back, wide-eyed. He fiddles with a puzzle cube. Zhen Zhen smiles. She grabs his hand.
I'm glad it was you.
Alex grins and closes his eyes. A painting of an astronaut stands on the wall behind them. Alex and Zhen Zhen sleep on their backs with their foreheads touching. In the other bed, Darius spoons Gabriel. They all jolt upright. Darius and Gabriel grimace at each other.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Now, Darius creeps between fabrics hanging on clotheslines.
Did you say anything?
Gabriel moves nearby.
No, come on.
Zhen Zhen brings her finger to her lips. Distant fires cast an orange glow in the dark purple-hued night. Alex moves aside a hanging sheet. More sheets hang beyond it.
Guys, we should turn back.
We can't. They don't land properly.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is how people die in movies.
Gabriel moves the sheet aside. The space beyond it lies empty. He continues moving.
Guys, you see anything?
A dark figure stands behind her. She passes by it, oblivious.
Febreze on these sheets.
Darius happens upon a wooden horse. Behind the horse, a figure cocks a shotgun. More masked men surround them.
Not another step. Move!
I'm backing up!
The hell you doing out here? We're in the middle of an alien invasion.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and you're the ones with the purge masks. Wrong genre, bro.
Oh, we got a comedian here?
There are aliens out here, okay? We're not the enemy.
You guys have something we're looking for.
Dignity?
What'd you say?
Everybody calm down.
A man in a clown mask approaches the group.
Look what we found.
He removes his mask.
Lou! Oh my God, Lou!
Oh, thank you, Lou! Jesus!
Thank you, God!
Lou!
Thank God!
Hold on, you know this guy?
No.
Do we know him? Hell yeah, we know him!
Yes!
We go way back! Lou, my Negro! Lou, you know me, we're like this! I wanted to free... Alex was the one who was like, leave him in there, and I was like, dude, let's free him, he's a human!
Do you mind if you just tell these handsome men, the ones pointing the shotguns at our face, to, you know, not do that?
Please?
I don't think anyone needs to get hurt tonight. But Alex, you'd be so kind as to give me that.
Alex looks down at the key hanging around his neck.
This?
Yeah.
This is our only shot at defeating the aliens.
Yeah. And that means someone will pay a lot of money for it. Give me...
Lou extends his hand. Alex shrugs.
I can't.
Alex tucks the key under his shirt.
I made a promise.
Alex, give him the key. Enough, okay?
You can give me the key and just walk away.
Lou pulls out a knife.
Or I can cut your head off and take the key from the stump.
I trusted you.
The cemeteries are full of people who trust in me.
Oh, shit.
Lou steps forward. The kids back away with raised hands. The alien's claw impales and tosses one of the men. He grabs another man and hits Lou with him, knocking Lou to the ground. The alien beheads the man in his claws and drops the body. The kids run. They round a covered pool. Gabriel stops at the pool's edge.
Come on!
From the ground, Lou shoots at the alien. It looms over Lou. On the other side of the pool, Alex and Darius stand by a chain-link fence. They look across the pool toward Gabriel.
Gabriel!
What are you doing?
Zen! Throw me the glow stick!
What are you doing?
Gabriel!
Come here!
Gabriel catches the two glow sticks. He breaks them and they glow orange.
What are you doing?
Hey!
He waves them. Gabriel backs away. He steps onto the pool cover.
Get him! Hold me!
The alien nears the pool. Gabriel falls backward. The pool supports his weight. Gabriel gets to his feet and steps backward to the other end of the pool. The alien steps onto the pool cover. Gabriel runs onto the surrounding pavement. The alien lunges forward. The pool cover gives way. The alien sinks into the water. It flails and the cover engulfs it.
Oh my God!
Bubbles gurgle up from the pool. The kids sprint away. On a new day, spaceships fly over East Los Angeles, 12 miles to JPL. The kids move along a dirt path.
That was the same alien from camp. I thought we killed that thing.
If it came down with the capsule, that means it survived the heat of atmospheric reentry. Which means it must have tremendous cellular regeneration abilities.
English, Alex, please.
It's like Wolverine.
Oh.
Why the hell is he following us? It's pissed about his dog. You ever watch Marley and Me or Beethoven? It's a primal bond. It's out for revenge. Ask John Wick.
You're putting human motives on an alien life form. No, it probably just had orders to kill Collins and anyone she came in contact with. We're just loose ends to this thing.
No, you know what? Doc theory was better.
Who gives a frog's fat ass why?
Say Comic-Con, bitches. All that matters is that it wants us dead. And we can't kill it.
She's right. We should just keep moving.
I'm done with your ideas. You were the one who thought to let Hannibal Lecter out of his cell. Consider your leadership privileges revoked.
Sometimes you do the right thing and it doesn't work out. That doesn't mean it wasn't worth doing.
Who the hell told you that?
My dad. Never knew what it meant until right now.
Huck, why is it up to us to save humanity?
What, do you think someone else should do it? Of course you do. The kid who's always had everything done for him. Maybe mommy and daddy can pay the alien to go away. Buy him a new Mercedes. Hey,
they fight.
You don't know my family, dude.
Jin-Jin separates them.
That's enough.
You don't know me. My family has nothing.
Oh, yeah, except for a car dealership and a mansion and a yacht.
No, the dealership is gone. It's all gone. That's why they sent me to camp, man.
It's just stuff.
I don't know who I am without all that stuff.
Alex watches him with parted lips. Darius's eyes shine.
They're taking my dad. He's going to jail.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
I'm sorry I headbutted you. You should clean that up.
Yeah, it's fine. Sorry for it.
The radio.
It's Dr. Fielding. He's trying to contact us. We gotta go.
Maybe we should try to find some clothes. No clue what that thing can track. It might be our scent.
Then let's go!
They run away. Skyscrapers burn in the distance. Then, in the pool, water churns. A claw slams onto the edge of the pool. Next, the kids dash toward a mall.
Oh, they got a McDonald's in here. I need me like 2 McDoubles and ice cream.
Hurry, come on. We gotta get inside.
Come on. I know Gucci's downstairs. Let's go.
They descend two adjacent escalators and pass mannequins wearing hip-hop clothing on the lower level. Darius grabs a toy laser sword from a hooded mannequin.
Yo, you guys, how do you think the alien would do against this?
Darius waves the toy laser sword in a circle.
The circle is complete. I am your master now.
No, the line is the circle is now complete. Now I am the master.
Okay, we really need to get you a girl. All right, you gotta cut all this shit out. You know too much about this Star Trek shit.
Guys.
It's Star Wars.
They approach Gabriel. He stands near the line of mannequins.
It's time for a change.
Now, Alex wears a new shirt, jacket, sweatpants, and cap. He walks on a carousel, then stops. Alex averts his eyes.
Sorry.
Jin-Jin wears a new jacket.
It's okay.
She smiles.
That pamphlet must mean a lot to you. For you to bring it all the way here?
The Rim of the World pamphlet lies at her feet. She picks it up.
I didn't bring it here. It brought me.
Alex nods.
Well, then why did you leave home?
Let's just say Dad wanted a boy.
Jin-Jin pulls out a lighter and ignites the pamphlet.
Jin-Jin, what are you doing? That's what brought you here.
Yeah, but this is why I'm staying.
She holds up the old-school selfie of the four new friends. Alex nods. Jin-Jin dons her backpack.
Let it go, man. Come on.
She steps away. Then, the kids descend the escalators in their new clothes.
Oh!
Alex slides down the center of the escalators, a leg on each of the adjacent railings. He and Darius hold laser swords. The four of them dance. Gabriel shuffles his feet and smiles. Jin-Jin beams. Darius swings his arms. They ride bikes between the mannequins. Alex bobs his head. Darius and Gabriel run forward. Alex follows with Jin-Jin riding on his back. They gather around a short mannequin holding a blue laser sword.
Wait, guys, what? Yeah, mannequin Skywalker.
Man, if you don't... No, you know what? That shit was funny. That was pretty good. Give me some.
Darius and Alex clasp hands. Now, outside the Elysian Mall, Alex brings his bike to a stop.
Aw, come on, man. Don't tell me we gotta teach you again.
Alex gapes toward the parking lot.
1973 Ford Mustang Mach 1. My dad had one just like it.
That Mustang doesn't have any computers or anything that can be fried by the pulse, right?
Right.
They drop their bikes.
Come on, Alex! I'm driving!
Hey, let's go!
The shotgun!
I'm trying to get some real wheels up here! Let's go!
Yes!
Let's ride!
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm getting in the back.
Let's roll, come on.
Yeah! Let's go, Alex!
Hit it, Alex!
Start this shit up!
Alex sits behind the wheel.
Oh.
His smile fades.
Can't drive a stick.
What?
Oh.
Then a hand turns the ignition, pops in a cassette, and shifts into first gear. The Mustang does donuts in the parking lot and speeds away. It exits the lot and rolls along a road. Jen Jen drives and the boys bob their heads. Jen Jen grins and nods along with the boys. The Mustang turns onto a road and passes a burnt car. It careens onto a city street and weaves around destroyed vehicles. The alien jumps on the hood of the car. Its claws grip the side of the hood and it headbutts the windshield. The impact cracks the glass. The alien punches a hole in the windshield. It climbs onto the car roof.
Wait, it's on top of the roof!
Its claws punctures the roof and it grasps inside the car.
Hang on!
Jen Jen veers the car off the road. The Mustang drives through a bus stop shelter and the alien falls from the roof.
It's gone.
The alien lands on the back of the Mustang. The car swerves under the alien's weight. The Mustang drives up a slope and turns onto a bridge. They jump out of the moving car and roll along the top of the bridge. The car turns into the wall of the bridge. The alien flies in front of the falling car. It lands on top of the alien on the dry concrete channel below.
Way to go, Jen Jen!
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Darius, Gabriel, and Jen Jen run to the railing and look over. Alex moves toward them, clutching his chest.
Guys, I don't have a key.
What?
It's probably in the car. We need that key.
They step away from the railing. Darius bends over. He straightens and walks toward the end of the bridge. Alex stops him.
Damn it.
Where are you going?
To get the key.
No, there's no way we kill that thing. It's just gonna reanimate.
But we need that key to finish this off.
You're gonna die if you go down there. She's right. We'll go together.
So all four of us can die? I thought you were supposed to be the smart one. It's my turn. Look, man. Did you know I was named after the ancient king of Persia? Darius? Well, do you know who Darius's greatest rival ever was? The only one I ever defeated him.
Alexander the Great.
Yeah, I knew you know that. Well, look. This time, Darius gets to be the hero.
Darius and Alex hug.
Good luck.
Darius strides away from the group. Now, on the concrete channel below, Darius approaches the overturned Mustang. He wanders around the burning car with an open mouth. The alien lies face up with the lower part of its body pinned under the car. Above, Alex, Gabriel, and Jen Jen watch from the bridge railing. Darius creeps inside the overturned car. Sitting on the car's ceiling, Darius reaches under an upside-down seat. He reaches under another. Darius leans forward and feels around the dashboard.
Come on!
He fumbles and pushes the partially injected tape into the player. Darius taps at the player, the tape ejects. It lands on a chain. He reaches for the chain.
Oh, I got it!
Darius holds the key on the end of the chain. He crawls out of the car and raises the key.
I got it!
Yes!
I got the key!
Behind Darius, the alien stirs.
What? I got it!
The alien reaches around and swipes at Darius, creating a gash across his abdomen. The alien falls back. Darius clutches his midsection and crawls into the car. A claw slams down inside the Mustang. Darius slides out an opening in the back of the Mustang. He looks at his abdomen and stands. Darius catches up to the other three.
Come on. You okay? That car looks terrible.
I'm okay. I'm all right. Let's just get this kid to JPL.
They hurry along the concrete channel. Later, they wander beside a man-made waterway in Pasadena, 1.7 miles to JPL. Alex strolls beside Jen Jen.
That was really cool driving back there.
I couldn't have done that.
You don't give yourself enough credit.
I'm told girls find bravery attractive. I've never really had much of that.
She grabs his arm and turns him toward her. They stand face to face.
Yes, you woman nang ichi chu. Kengang tangang shamada.
He regards Zhen Zhen with an open mouth.
I'm sorry, my Mandarin is rudimentary. Hmm? What did you say?
She smirks, pats his shoulder, and walks away.
What did you say? Zhen Zhen, I don't actually speak Mandarin. What did you say?
Yo, look, JPL.
What?
Whoa, come on.
Whoa.
The four kids approach a wide, burned-out building surrounded by debris.
Man, this place got hit hard.
The building is destroyed. Nobody can survive that.
Zhen Zhen holds the radio.
He's still here. Dr. Fielding's still here. This way.
If we get out of this alive, NASA's paying for my therapy.
They enter the lobby.
Oh, wow. They're testing plasma rockets. Those things burn hotter than the surface of the sun.
Look, man, all we gotta do is get this key to Dr. Fielding and you can look at all the nerd porn you want.
A sign reads Imperium Test Facility. They enter a command center.
Dr. Fielding! Dr. Fielding!
We have the key, sir!
Dr. Fielding, we have the key!
Dr. Fielding!
Dr. Fielding!
Zhen Zhen stops.
We have the key, sir!
Over here! Guys!
He's up.
Go. Dr. Fielding!
They gather around a man leaning back in his chair. Dried blood covers his nose and mouth. Gabriel checks his pulse, then pulls away.
He's dead, guys.
Ow!
Blood trickles down Dr. Fielding's arm. It drips onto a Morse code transmitter. Zhen Zhen looks at the radio in her hand. Gabriel and Darius turn away.
Shoot!
We failed.
So.
They file past Dr. Fielding and face each other several paces away.
I mean, let's be honest, guys. Who do we think we are?
Nerd.
Criminal.
Orphan.
A joke. I guess I'll go try and find my parents.
Me too.
Darius walks toward the exit. Alex turns away from the group. Gabriel ascends nearby steps. Zhen Zhen opens her backpack. She activates two green glow sticks. Alex looks toward her. Zhen Zhen sets the glow sticks down next to papers on the floor. Alex goes to her.
What are you doing?
Zhen Zhen sits. She looks at him with a slight smile. He gives one in return. Darius and Gabriel come back. The four of them sit in a circle. Darius grabs a bottle of champagne resting beside him.
Look, I didn't even get to open this. Well, since we're all gonna die together, may I propose a toast? Oh, crap, this is from 1969. I mean, we could at least get some fresh wine if this is gonna be my first time, right?
Darius tosses the bottle.
Citadel, Crystal Palace.
What?
What
was that?
Citadel.
Hello, we're here!
They face a screen.
Over!
Citadel, identify yourself. What is your name, ma'am? Over.
I'm Alex.
How old are you?
I'm 13. And if you don't mind me asking, who are we talking to?
This is General George Curry at Cheyenne Mountain. Is anyone alive at JPL? Is Dr. Fielding there?
There are four of us. Everyone else is dead. The astronaut sent us before she died.
You were sent by Major Collins?
Yeah, that's why we came.
She gave us a key and said something about Excalibur.
Well, you have the crypto key in your possession.
That's right. What do we need to do to get it to work?
Nothing. You need to get out of there. I'm sorry. It's over. There's nothing you kids can do against this thing. Now get out of there immediately. We're sending two units to pick
you
up. What did you say, son?
I said no. I made a promise I wouldn't let anything stop me. So I'm gonna keep trying, and it would be a lot easier if you would help me. We didn't come all this way to give up now. We're done being told what we can and can't do. We made it across half of Southern California, past aliens and soldiers.
The Diddler? Don't forget about the Diddler.
All the way here. Nobody helped us get here. All we had was each other. So you're gonna listen to me because we're not kids anymore, and we're the best chance you've got. I'm going to ask you one more time, General. What do we need to do to get this thing working?
All right, someone needs to go down to the basement and fire up the emergency generators. Start them in sequence, exactly 4 seconds apart. Send your fastest, strongest...
I'll do it.
I'm sorry, that sounded like a young girl.
Oh, yeah. Aliens don't stand a chance against her.
All right, you need to climb through the vent. The vault door won't open until the power is back on.
Got it.
Look, you're not safe at JPL.
Did you hear the 4 seconds part?
You're in the heart of it.
Alex removes the watch from his wrist.
You need the time. Take care of it.
Zhenzhen takes the watch.
And yourself.
She gives a slight nod and moves close to him.
Your father would be proud.
Zhenzhen kisses his cheek. Alex grins as she walks away.
What are we doing? What is Excalibur?
Excalibur was a Cold War defense project. It was meant to shoot down Russian missiles.
Yeah, using fusion pumped X-ray lasers. I read about that.
Never mind him. He knows everything. Keep going.
The key that Major Collins gave you contains the coordinates of the alien mothership in high orbit.
We can destroy the mothership.
You're our last hope.
Okay, what else do we need to do to get this shit started?
You need to realign the satellite dish on the roof, then get a working computer and load the coordinates Major Collins gave you. Then activate Excalibur.
All right, I'll go to the roof.
No, Gabriel! You guys load the programs. I'm gonna go to the roof. Plus, you're hurt, and he's the only one keeping you alive.
Alex sets the key down in front of them.
What are you talking about? Alex, you're afraid of heights.
I'm scared of everything. It's my turn. Tell Zhenzhen I'm gonna want my watch back. And if I die, tell her I love her.
Alex continues towards the exit. Gabriel and Darius nod. Alex turns back.
Actually, wait. Don't tell her I love her. Just tell her I was into her. I mean, I don't want to figure out what the L word.
Just go!
Alex runs away. Then, in the concrete channel, the alien stirs. It pushes against the car and stretches its upper body away from its pinned lower half. The alien's body splits. Lower limbs regenerate below the alien's torso. Next, pipes line a dim, dingy basement. Zhenzhen falls through a vent and lands on her back. She rises and turns on a flashlight. The light shines around the room, illuminating pipes, valves, and machinery. The beam lands on a motionless blonde woman. Blood streaks down her chin. Zhenzhen continues to scan the room. Two more bodies wearing lab coats lie near a corner. A third lies beside them. Zhenzhen looks at boxes and a control panel mounted to the walls around her. She continues down a narrow passage. Next, Alex emerges onto the rooftop and looks up. A triangular truss extends from the rooftop. A red light shines high atop it. Alex grips the bottom rungs of the truss.
Don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look down.
He climbs.
Don't look down.
In the basement, Zhenzhen proceeds down a dark walkway. Her flashlight shines on fixtures attached to the surrounding walls.
Switches.
The flashlight's beam lands on three switches.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Zhenzhen lowers a switch while checking the watch.
3, 2, 1.
She lowers another switch.
3, 2, 1.
Zhenzhen pulls the last switch down. In the command center, a screen turns on at the front of the room.
She got the power back on!
Zhenzhen pumps her fist.
Good. Do you see the monitors at the back of the room? Are the control stations working?
Gabriel checks a monitor. Green text on the screen reads, Excalibur.
Yeah, the computers are working.
Excellent.
It's on.
Now insert the crypto key.
Gabriel inserts the key into a keypad.
I got it.
Upload complete.
Did your friend move the dish yet?
A screen shows Alex climbing the truss.
No, I see him, but he hasn't moved it yet.
Then you have to wait before you launch Excalibur.
Alex nears the satellite dish. In the command center, Darius watches the feet of the rooftop. The alien approaches the truss.
Shit! Alex!
Activate the PA system.
Alex!
God?
Behind you, look down!
Oh, God!
Alex glances down. The alien climbs the base of the truss. Alex kicks the satellite dish. His foot slips off the side of the dish. The alien continues higher. Alex presses his foot against the satellite dish. The alien traverses up the tower. Alex's foot shifts the dish. A row of lights illuminate across the bottom of it.
Oh, he did it! God!
In the command center, text on the main screen reads, Dish communication enabled. Alex climbs higher up the truss. The alien gains on him. Alex removes his belt and wraps it around a wire extending from the top of the tower to the rooftop below. Alex glances at the rooftop and zip lines down. The alien reaches and misses Alex. He lands and rolls. Alex gets up, sprints to the door, and exits the roof. The alien lands on the rooftop behind him. Next, Zhenzhen creeps through the basement. She proceeds toward a heavy metal door and touches an adjacent keypad. The motionless blonde woman stirs. Zhenzhen opens the door. The door flies open, knocking Zhenzhen back. A beast leaps out and attacks the blonde woman.
Son, Excalibur needs two people to launch it.
He passed out.
Darius goes limp.
One of your other friends is going to have to help you. Where are they?
I don't know.
In the basement, Zhenzhen steps cautiously toward the open doorway. Across the room, the beast bites the blonde woman.
Alex, that's it! Darius is in bad shape and I can't do this alone!
The beast turns toward Zhenzhen. She exits and pulls the heavy metal door shut behind her. The beast lunges. Its arm gets caught in the door. The door severs its claw. Zhenzhen leans against the closed door.
Get the two launch keys from the safe locker. Let me know when you're there, and I'll give you the code.
Gabriel looks at the numbered keypad and gapes.
Oh, no.
Okay. Punch in 963-22-103. Tell me when you've got it open.
No.
I said 963-22103.
Gabriel rocks back and forth. Gabriel pokes at random numbers. A red exclamation point appears on the pad screen.
No.
Gabriel.
Darius hands Gabriel a paper.
I wrote it down for you.
I got you, man.
The numbers are written in blood.
Thank you.
Hurry up.
Gabriel opens a small safe.
I got him!
It is imperative that they are inserted at the same time.
Oh shit, he passed out again!
Darius, hey!
We are running out of time, son!
Hey, wake up! Wake up!
We are running out of time, son!
I can't! Gabriel! Captain! Come on! We gotta do this!
What do we do?
Right here?
Yeah. They each insert a card.
One more, okay? Three, two, one.
They each hold a knob. The alien falls through the ceiling. It looms over them. Darius, Gabriel, and Zhenzhen flee around a corner. The alien approaches them and bares its fangs. A puzzle cube hits its head. The alien turns to face Alex, holding the flare gun.
Come at me, bitch! Come get me, mother!
What are you doing? You can't kill that thing with a flare gun!
No! Launch this caliber, then meet me outside!
The alien chases Alex out of the room. Gabriel, Darius, and Zhenzhen return to the control panel.
Oh shit, we gotta go!
Stop!
You can try this again!
Try this again!
We gotta put an end to this, okay? 3, 2, 1, go!
Gabriel and Zhenzhen each turn a knob. Text on the screen at the front of the room reads, initializing, then acquiring target. In space, a satellite labeled Excalibur 4 turns in its orbit. It faces the gigantic alien ship. In the command center, text on the screen reads, target lock. On the screen, three icons aim at the gigantic ship.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
Now get out of there immediately. We're sending two units to pick you up. The building is not safe.
Yes!
Elsewhere in the building, Alex rounds a corner.
Come on!
He pulls a sliding metal door open.
Look at me!
A sign on the door reads, caution, extremely flammable material. Alex runs across a laboratory. Flashing red lights surround a rocket engine propped up in the middle of the room. Alex goes to a control panel marked armed. He turns a knob. The engine emits vapor. Alex walks around the engine and sits in the far corner of the laboratory. The engine stands between Alex and the entryway. Alex aims the flare gun toward the entryway as the alien enters. The alien steps toward Alex. It stands in the engine exhaust. Alex fires the flare gun. The exhaust ignites, shooting a stream of fire into the alien. The blast blows the alien against the wall. Then, Darius, Gabriel, and Zhenzhen run out of the building. A blast knocks them to the ground. Zhenzhen gets up and moves back toward the building.
You're late! It's too dangerous!
But I have to get him!
It's too late!
Alex!
The white-hot engine exhaust pins the alien to the wall. Nearby, Alex closes his eyes and shakes his head. Then he cowers in his bedroom. The alien flails. In the doorway to Alex's room, his dad beckons.
Come on!
I can't!
Alex, you can't!
Oh, Dad!
Alex!
Oh, Dad!
Alex's dad pushes Alex through the doorway.
Go!
A ceiling beam falls on his dad. Alex grabs his dad's hand.
You have to let go!
I don't get to leave!
Alex,
no!
In the laboratory, the engine shuts off. Flames rise around Alex. The incinerated alien slides down the wall and slumps on the floor. Alex's eyes glisten.
Alex, don't be afraid. It's okay. You can do this.
Alex's dad stands across the laboratory. Alex presses his lips together and rises. Flames engulf his surroundings. He stares ahead and takes a deep breath. Alex jumps through a wall of fire. Outside the building, a cloud of dust billows from the entrance. Zhenzhen looks at Alex's wristwatch. T Tears stain her cheeks.
Please.
Darius and Gabriel stand by her side. Chunks of rubble fall outside of the building. Jen gazes toward the building entrance. Gabriel holds Darius's shoulder. The three kids look down. Gabriel and Darius start to turn away. Jen glances toward the building. Through the dust, Alex exits the building.
Alex!
He approaches the other kids. Sunlight shines on his face.
Alex! Oh my God! Yes!
Alex raises his fist. They run to each other.
Come here, dude. Oh my God. Dude, I miss you so much!
Oh my God! Is it
They look toward a massive explosion in the sky.
Guys, we did it!
Hell yeah, we did it!
Whoa!
Oh man.
Yeah! Oh my God! Yeah!
Alex turns to face Jen. She grins.
I guess you're pretty brave after all.
She hands him the watch.
Really think so?
Jen closes her eyes and presses her lips together. Alex gazes at her. She grabs his collar and kisses him. He raises his heel. They join Darius and Gabriel. The four hold their arms around each other's shoulders. The kids look toward the Los Angeles skyline in the distance. They grin toward the sky and raise their fists. Three fighter jets fly overhead.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming back next year, for sure.
We'd save the world!
The fiery remains of the ship float in the sky. Now, in a photo, Alex hugs his mother by a rescue vehicle. Then, the four kids get knighted by Queen Elizabeth. Next, they sit in an SUV with James Corden. Now, the kids point and gesture in a parade. Then, Alex poses beside Jen in formal wear. On a stage in a crowded stadium, Alex rocks out on a piano, and Jen, Darius, and Gabriel raise hands. An animated bear appears over a spinning globe. Text around the globe reads, "Rim of the World." Credits. Directed by Mick G. Written by Zach Stentz. Produced by Mick G, PGA, Mary Viola, PGA, Susan Solomon Shapiro, and Matt Smith. Executive producers, Stephen Bello, Corey Marsh, Zach Stentz, Brad Mendelson. Line producer, Bruce Wayne Gillies. Director of photography, Shane Hurlbut, ASC. Production designer, Kristen Vallo. Edited by Vincent Tabayon. Costume designer, Helen Huang. Starring, Jack Gore, Mia Cech, Benjamin Flores Jr., Alessio Scalzotto, Andrew Batchelor, Annabeth Gish. Casting by Rich Delia. Music by Bear McCreary. Music supervisor, Tracy McKnight. Co-producers, Adolfo Martinez Perez, Max King. A film by Mick G. Copyright 2019 Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC. All rights reserved.
The red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.